I'm Marilyn Waston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. And each week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic joins us, highlights a health issue, and then we talk about dealing with it naturally. So what do you have for us today, Dr. Betty?
Marilyn, we're going to talk about something called the gut-brain connection. So recent science has actually called our gut the second brain, or what we call the enteric nervous system. It consists of actually two thin layers. It's actually more than 100 million nerve cells that line our gastrointestinal tract from our sinuses all the way to our rectum, and it serves as a vast communication network. And that's important because good gut-brain health is affected by everything from the food we eat to the air we breathe. And unfortunately, we're exposed to a lot of chemicals that actually can damage our gut, which can then lead to what we call leaky brain. So sometimes I talk to patients about something called leaky gut syndrome, where they're sensitized to food. They have bloating and gas to many different foods that they normally used to eat on a regular basis. And this can cause what's called leaky brain, foggy brain, memory issues, fatigue, all these kinds of things. And our food supply, unfortunately, is loaded with a lot of chemicals, GMOs, gluten, environmental factors, things like herbicides and animal antibiotics. And all of these have an impact on our immune system. And we've actually lost much of our intrinsic medicine in food. So even if people are eating a healthy diet of fruits and vegetables, unfortunately, it's really impossible to avoid exposure to many of these factors. So one of the things that we do to repair the gut-brain connection is when patients come in, I do an intake. In some cases, if they're having a lot of gut issues, we might do some testing. For example, we might test something called zonulin, which is a blood test, to look at inflammatory factors in the gut. And there's something in the gut called tight junctions. And if we think of, the analogy I use is kind of like a screen door. Normally have a screen door and, you know, protein molecules go through the screen door and our body uses that protein in our body for nutrition. When we have holes in that screen door, we call that leaky gut. And these tight junctions in our gut that are normally very tight are open and it lets in larger protein molecules. And our body reacts to these things just like a virus and bacteria. It actually produces inflammatory antibodies that can actually affect our mood, for example. So we can actually link things like depression. All those kinds of things have a big role to play because actually in the gut we have serotonin receptors. Serotonin is actually one of the hormones that actually is our happiness hormone in our brain. So when our gut's not happy, it actually can affect our mood as well. So, you know, when patients are thinking about anxiety, depression, we always have to think of the gut initially as potentially the root cause of some of their issues.
So I like the analogy. In our gut, we have screen doors, and when they have holes in them, then the good things escape through our intestines and we aren't able to benefit from what we eat. Am I right?
It's more like the holes in the screen door let inflammatory proteins in and we react to those things because they shouldn't be as big. The screen door lets in larger protein molecules, if you will, and we react to those protein molecules in a way similar to a virus or bacteria, if our body was being exposed to a virus or bacteria.
And do you have natural solutions for people who are having bad guts?
Yeah, and that's really important because a lot of patients are diagnosed with something called IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. And most of the time it's because of what we call leaky gut. Tight junctions are not as tight as they should be. So I use natural solutions, naturopathic medicine, to help repair the gut. And that's absolutely important in order to, and I've seen patients with IBS basically improve their inflammatory symptoms within as little as a month, as little as 2 months, for example. So it's not, some patients have had this for many, many years, and we can see good improvements in patients in a relatively short period of time.
So if someone is having IBS or problematic gut problems, they can call you and talk to you and then find out why they're having them and you have solutions that obviously have worked because you've been a naturopathic doctor for how long?
Probably been about close to, I lost track now, probably about 8 or 9 years.
So lots of experience. If you have IBS or you're having problems with your gut, now's an opportunity to talk to a naturopathic doctor who's more than just a naturopath, a homeopath as well, right?
I do homeopathy. I'm not a homeopath. That's a separate profession, but I do homeopathy as part of the treatment modalities that I use.
So thanks for clarifying. So if someone wants to talk to you, how do we reach you?
They can reach me at 905-707-2001.
905-707-2001 or thornhillnaturopathic.ca, and there's a link from marylands.ca, or you can always default and call me at my store, Marylands, at 416-504-6777. If you have questions and you have problems with your gut, then here's an opportunity to get the solution and get it naturally. I look forward to learning more from you next week, Dr. Betty. Thank you for that information.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.